Today, I'm going to share with you some six-hour chart trades that we've taken just this week, some winning trades and some losing trades. So let's get into that and more right now. Hi there, traders. It's Andrew Mitchum here at the Forex Trading Coach for video and podcast number 543. I want to share with you some trades that I've taken just this week on six-hour chart trades across different markets and different Forex pairs. I'm going to explain why I've taken these trades and to give you an understanding of how we trade. Now, just to let you know also that when we trade at the Forex Trading Coach, our charts are a little bit different to this. I have some candle identifier software, pivot points, divergence, etc. on top. But what I've done for the purpose of this video and podcast, I've stripped everything down so you can just see the actual candle patterns and the price. So I'm going to start here with the STOX 50, which is a European index. So we also trade non-Forex markets if the patterns show. And so you can see my trade in here. This is a six-hour chart trade. It was taken on the completion of this candle here. And if you look at the first two results down here, you can see that one just got stopped out and the other went down to the profit target. So what is it we're looking at here? Well, first of all, we had a lovely downtrend in play and then a reversal. By the way, we took this trade as a buy trade last week, but this pulled back beautifully. And then we saw the continuation pattern heading down with a nice trend line break up through here. This candle closed below that trend line break. We had a nice N shape that we looked for. We actually bounced off a middle Bollinger band. We had a few other things adding to the trade. But you can see in here my two entry levels. And as mentioned, the first position just got stopped out. The second position, then the price fell beautifully to our profit target, which, by the way, was before the 5,000 level and before this last swing low. So that was the first trade there. Now, we take multiple trades throughout each day and each week on our membership site and on our forum site. And so these trades were all posted there. The next trade I want to share with you is the next one down here. You can see there's a sell trade on the US Mexican. And this trade just got stopped out on the completion of this candle. The price went down and I ended up closing the trade early. You can see there's a couple losing trades there. And I got out of that trade in plenty of time for a loss, a small loss, a controlled loss on one position, small loss on the other. But overall, my logic for the trade was we were in a downtrend, a pullback, and then we had this continuation pattern here looking for this to move down. So a small loss taken there. However, the next trade, which was taken at exactly the same time, is on the Euro Mexican dollar. And that's in here. And you can see we had a very similar pattern, but probably a stronger pattern, that overall we were in this big downtrend, a nice pullback, and then we got the confirmation to go short. And you can see in here my two entry levels in through here, 17.735 and 17.743 in here. The second one pulled back absolutely perfectly to the higher or deeper retracement. And then the market then turned around in the anticipated direction. So what we're doing here is we're taking sell limit orders. We're not jumping in at the market needing to be there at the exact time. We're putting limit orders that we're looking for the price to first pull back and then drop in our anticipated direction. Again, with this trade out before the last swing lows here. And you can see if you look at that level there, if I hover over the top of that candle, you can see the price was 17.746. And you can then see down in here my entry level 17.743, absolute perfection on the entry level there, getting the maximum out of that trade and also no real drawdown on the trade. Another point is you look at the entry level there and look how it was absolutely to perfection with that last major swing low back on the 2nd of April. And then finally, the bottom two trades. So all my trades are split into two trades. I have a 0.25% risk divided by the two trades on this particular account. And in here, you can see this was a buy trade, absolute perfection on our profit target up here. So overall, we had an uptrend, a pullback, and then we took the buy trades based off this candle here. One position got stopped out at the bottom and one hit the profit target. Again, you can see the profit target was 1.7234. The high of that candle was 1.7236. So we got to our profit target absolutely perfectly. The price went 2 pips higher and then completely changed direction and fell away. Didn't matter. We were out of the trade. So following on from last week, where you would have heard me talk about making sure you have low and controlled risk, you can see how these trades here are pretty much that high 50, 60 sort of dollar. It's one there a little bit higher, but they're all around that sort of controlled risk. Yet the profit targets, depending on which retracement entry gets filled, are sort of between around a 2 to getting close to sort of about a 2.6, 2.7 to 1 reward to risk, even on these shorter time frame charts. So even looking at just these trades here, you can see there's 2, 4, 6, 8 positions filled there. And you can see that 4 got stopped out, 4 hit profit, yet overall net gain is fantastic. Losses low and controlled. So that's what we do here at the Forex Trading Coach. That's, like I said, all these trades were posted on our forum site. We have longer time frame charts on our membership site. But I just wanted to share with you something a little bit different on shorter time frame charts, and also to show you, the Euro Mexico, not exactly a very, sort of major pair. And the STO XX50 here, an indice. So it shows that the patterns that we trade work across all markets. So that's what we're doing. We're looking for the patterns. It doesn't matter what the time frame or the market, we look at the close of a candle. If you're out there looking for a great broker, I can highly recommend Blueberry Markets. I'm going to put a link to them here. I've been using Blueberry Markets for years and years, so have hundreds, if not thousands, of my clients using Blueberry Markets. Great bunch of people, great broker based across in Australia. If you've not been on my 1 hour free masterclass yet, I strongly recommend you jump onto that. There's a link that I'll put by this video and podcast, so you can jump onto that. It's on demand, so you can take an hour of your day, close everything off, go and spend an hour, watch what we do and how we do it and how we can help you to do that. So I hope that helps. This is Andrew Mitchum here at the Forex Trading Coach, bringing you more great trades again this week. Bye for now.